Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu Christ wase Nazareth ubingelelwa yimi usizo kwaZuma. Ehlelweni lethu lapho sithi heart and soul ingqikithi yokukholwa. Mlaleli, we thank God. We've been looking at Psalms chapter 23, amahubo 23 sibheke ukuthi lithini izwi likaNkulunkulu empilweni zethu. Last week sesafunda kulamaviki amabili futhi aphelile sesafunda uverse 5 upart 1 wakhona uthi ulungisa itafula phambi kwami ebusweni bezithazami. Sabheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyalideka nangempela itafula phambi kwakho ebusweni bezithazakho. So namhlanje siqhubeka ngalo lana kuverse 5 the second part ithi ugcoba ikhanda lami ngamafutha indebe yami iyachichima. Kunalento ebizwa ukuthi ugcobo, the thing called an anointing. Ugcobo lehlela yiloyo naloyo ongumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ugcobo it's a divine enablement from above. Noma ngizothi ugcobo lumele ukhono uNkulunkulu akunikeza lona ukuze uzokhona ukwenza izinto akubizela ukuthi uzozenza emhlabeni noma ngabe yini uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi uyenze. There is an anointing upon your life to be a Christian. There is an anointing upon your life to be a parent. There is an anointing upon your life to lead. There is an anointing upon your life. So each and everything esiyenzayo la emhlabeni masingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu kunikeza ugcobo elokuthi ukhona ukuthi uyenze nanoma ngabe yini odinga ukuthi uyenze. But kukhona lo gcobo lolu futhi esiye sibe nalo elikwenza ukuthi uphakame noma elikwenza ukuthi ugqame, elikwenza ukuthi uvelele bese abantu bathi hey ngiyafisa ukuthi lento anayo nami ngikhe ngibe nayo na. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu ugcoba ikhanda lami ngamafutha indebe yami iyachichima. Namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma about the process yokuthi uNkulunkulu agcobe ikhanda lakho ngamafutha. Ugcobo khona lo gcobo oluzwa mahala ngokuthi wamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi, but bese kuba khona ugcobo olungekho free empilweni yakho. Ugcobo uNkulunkulu adinga ukuthi uma ngabe azokuthemba ngalo, because it's a special thing, it's a special ability elizodinga ukuthi ulikhokhele ngokuthi undlule ezimeni ezithize ezingafani nezimo zabo bonke abazalwane. Like for instance, let me tell you something. You know, sometimes uthola umuntu athi makahlabelela lapha phambili, yebo isiphiwo sikhona, but bese emva kwalokho uNkulunkulu amthembe ngokugcobo elokuthi makahlabelela bese ishosha ziyaphakama, athi makahlabelela edumisa uNkulunkulu bese abagulayo bayaphila, ethi makahlabelela labo abanamaketanga wabo depression and whatever bese ayaphuka lawo maketanga. But loyo muntu loyo umthola ukuthi compared to another person ocula the very same song, but akufani, because lo kuyenzeka izinto lona azenzakali. It means that this one is anointed but the other one is just gifted, you know. But now uma ungathi ubheka impilo yalo ogcotshiwe ukuthi undlule kuphi, uthi ukala izimo zakhe aphume kuzo, ungathola ukuthi khona la uNkulunkulu amdlulise khona in order for him or her to qualify for that anointing. Khona ugcobo luza mahala, bese kukhona ugcobo uNkulunkulu adinga ukuthi akudlulise somewhere in order for you to receive that anointing. Ngicela ukuthi sifunde lana in the book of Matthew chapter 20, and then bese sifunde ulokhuzana uverse 20. Matthew chapter 20 verse 20 lithi zikaNkulunkulu khona kwafika kuye unina wamadodana kaZebedewu kanye namadodana akhe, wakhuleka wacela into kuye. Yena wathi kuye, ufunani na? Wathi kuye, yisho ukuba lamadodana ami amabili ahlale, enye ngakwesokunene sakho, enye ngakwesokhohlo sakho embusweni wakho. UJesu waphendula wathi, anikwazi enikucelayo, ningasiphuza yini isitsha engizasiphuza na? Bathi kuye, singakwenza. Now I love the English one because I'm sure the Zulu one is the translation. UJesu uthi, so this woman comes ukuthi lamadodana ami angabafundi bakho, bengicela ukuthi oyi one basongena embusweni wakho lapho sokhazimuliswa khona Jesu oyiwani ahlale on the left omunye ahlale on the right. It's a mother's desire for her sons. Bese uJesu makambheka lo mama uthi yazi ukuthi anikwazi enicelayo nina. You don't know what you are asking for. Bese nge English ithi are you able to drink from the cup that I'm about to drink from. Now, masihamba siya ensimini yase Eden. Uthi uJesu makathandaza, uma kwenzeka, let this cup pass from me, but let only your will be done and not my will. And this cup represents the suffering of Jesus Christ ukuyobethelwa esiphambanweni. This cup represents the suffering. It represents the price that Jesus needed to pay in order for him to qualify ukuthi abe inkosi yamakhosi. So now this woman comes uthi bengicela ukuthi oyiwani ahlale on the left wamadodana wami njengoba abafundi bakho omunye ahlale on the right. UJesu uthi are you able now? Because the person who qualifies to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is the person who can drink from my cup. Now, sesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uthi lana asibuyele lana in the book of Psalms, uthi ugcoba ikhanda lami ngamafutha, indebe yami iyachichima. Now, uNkulunkulu uyaligcoba ikhanda lakho ngamafutha. uNkulunkulu, he is a God who anoints us. uNkulunkulu osielevatayo, the more sikhula ezintweni zikaNkulunkulu is the more we get elevated. But also, kanjalo, indebe yethu, the cup, iyachichima. Ma umntwana kaNkulunkulu ogcotshiwe uzothi uphuma esimeni ube ungena kwesinye isimo uyothi undlulile lase unqobile so celebrate bese emva kwaloko sekuvuka esinye isimo. UDavide lithi zikaNkulunkulu namhlanje ubhizi uyahamba uyobhekana noGoliath wathatha amatshe amahlanu and then lithi zikaNkulunkulu wamnqoba uGoliath with one stone. But wathi mase kunjalo Israel was celebrate kwaba nebreakthrough kaIsrael ukuthi uIsrael sekanqobile amaFilisti because the hero of the Philistines had been conquered. Kwaba yi breakthrough enkulu uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa uDavide nogcobo lwakhe. But after that, the next challenge yaka Davide, the very same Saul, because abantu they were saying ukuthi Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. Azange kuze kusounde kahle kuSaul inkosi ngaleso sikhathi waqala wagijimisa uDavide ngemikhonto. UDavide wathi maseka gijiniswa lithizwe kaNkuluNkulu wabalekela khona ezweni labaFilisti. Makafika ezweni labaFilisti because uNkuluNkulu wethu akazisabi izimo abathandekayo. uNkuluNkulu wethu he is not a coward. uNkuluNkulu wethu uyavuma ngathi ngoba usuke esithemba naye ezazi ukuthi uzosinqobela kulezo zimo lezo. Wamfaka uDavide wayongena in the enemy camp kwafana njengo Daniel angena in the lion's den. But mabambona bambamba ngapha nangapha uDavide but uNkulunkulu wamnqobela kuleso simo leso. So beyond the breakthrough there is a counter attack ezoba khona empilweni yakho uma ugcotshiwe ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. You will always be going through something because of the anointing that is upon your life. When you are anointed empilweni yakho, you will forever be going through something. Uyothi uphuma kule simo ube ungena kwesinye isimo. Izimo ziyobe zishintshisana ngawe. But the more you get afflicted is the more anointing upon your life. The more the enemy strikes you is the more anointing that's going to come upon your life. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu gcoba ikhanda lami ngamafutha. Kumnandi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akugcobe because makagcobile uNkulunkulu abantu bakushayela izandla. Kodwa sebekushayela izandla kanjalo uba i-target yesitha empilweni yakho. USathane uyayihlasela impilo yakho afuna ukuqeda ukuphila kwakho. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ajika angavumi ngawe because wena you are the chosen one of the Lord. Ngifuna ukukutshela namhlanje ukuthi uyaligcoba ikhanda lakho ngamafutha. Indebe yakho kodwa uma ngabe eligcoba ikhanda lakho ngamafutha indebe yakho izochichima. Indebe yakho the cup is going to be overflowing because yes you will be drinking of sufferings but okusalayo wena you will get elevated usesengumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Ngicela ukuthi ungazideleli izimo zakho. Ngicela ukuthi ungamthuki uNkuluNkulu ukuthi wayakudlulisa kulesimo ondlula kuso because the reason why you are going through that situation is because the Lord is trusting you with that certain anointing upon your life. And ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi wena you are more than a conqueror. Ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi wena uyophuma ngale. Ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi uyophuma unqobile and uzothola umqhe uqhele at the end of your life. Unkulunkulu uzothi well done, good and faithful servant in your life. Unkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, siyaqhubeka futhi next week.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.